FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says government is taking steps to ease the burden of the high cost of living on South Africans. Speaking in the National Council of Provinces this afternoon, he said they were particularly trying to get a handle on food inflation.
Among the measures to ensure that all South Africans have affordable access to sufficient food, government is looking at whether the basket of food items that is exempt from VAT could be expanded to include more basic products. Another important area is the expansion of the country's agricultural output. This requires more effective land redistribution and provision of support that is needed by beneficiaries.
The president has also provided an update on the matter of spaza shops across the country. He says nearly 200,000 have been visited by health inspectors and other officials, with over 1,000 spazas shut down nationwide. AfriForum and Solidarity say they've reached an agreement with the government over two controversial clauses in the Bela Act. The organizations under the Solidarity Movement have been in mediation with the Basic Education Department and the Presidency at NEDLAC. They say they've agreed that the sections on language and admission policies will no longer be implemented on the 13th of December. The movement says they've agreed that national policies and regulations must first be developed to determine that schools which are full may not receive instructions to change their language and admission policies. The school's immediate environment and not the larger education district must be taken into account when decisions are made. AfriForum CEO Kylie Creel explains.
This agreement is a very positive step towards finding a win-win solution that would be in the interest of all children in the country. It's not only about Afrikaans, it's about the concept of mother tongue education. And we are looking forward to participate in further discussions to see how mother tongue education can be expanded to all language communities. Children, we know, perform best in their mother tongue, and all children should have the right to have the best possible opportunity to perform, and that they'll get through mother tongue education.
And Indonesia plans to return some foreign prisoners to their countries by the end of the year. They include Mary Jane Veloso of the Philippines, who was saved from execution 9 years ago. She was arrested in 2010 with a suitcase lined with 2.6 kilograms of heroin. Veloso says she's elated after hearing she may return home. Talks are also ongoing with Canberra over the transfer of five Australians arrested in 2005 as part of a drug ring. The so-called Bali Nine were convicted of trying to smuggle more than 8 kilograms of heroin off the tourist island. Two members were executed by firing squad. One died of cancer and another was released in 2018. Durban and Pietermaritzburg 24 tomorrow, Richards Bay 25.
And a look at what's coming up in your sport. The Proteas are 100 up against Sri Lanka in the second innings on day two. South Africa 111 for three. The Hollybet Sharks named their squad ahead of the Coastal Derby against the DHL Stormers this weekend. And Tottenham boss Ange Postecoglou says he's struggling to get a grip with the new European format.